the largest deportation program in American history. I'm Bill Newman, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute. And that is the pledge of the 2024 Republican Party platform approved by its presidential candidate, Donald Trump. Mr. Trump has pledged, if he regains the White House, to round up some 20 million people who he says are in the United States illegally, herd those 20 million into camps, and then have them deported. The Department of Homeland Security estimates there are some 11 million undocumented immigrants in the country, most of whom, on average, have been here 16 years. The plan envisions the military building vast holding facilities in Texas with dire consequences for the families who Trump pledges to round up and lock up, with the additional consequence that, as a former commissioner of the Immigration and Naturalization Service notes, U.S. citizens who are not required to carry documents will be detained. These large-scale detentions of millions of people that would devastate communities would require the participation of ICE, the FBI, ATF, DEA, the National Guard, and more, which appears to run headlong into federal law, including the Posse Comitatus Act, that forbids the military from being involved in domestic law enforcement. The plan, among its many consequences, would involve family separation and racial profiling. And as a former president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association described it, it's a mess and a nightmare. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.